Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Discover Blind Spots podcast. My name is Tim Riddle, and I am your host and your guest today. That's right, I don't have anybody to interview today, and I decided that I would spend a little time updating you on a few things. And actually, this podcast was encouraged, not the content, but just the thought of doing something solo was encouraged by a good friend of mine. He texted me, I guess it was later in the week, this past week, and he asked me, he said, "Hey, are you still doing the podcast?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he said, "Well, I haven't seen any postings of new episodes for probably about a month." And I said, "I know, I've got some interviews that I'm doing over the next 4 or 5 weeks or so." And I said, I'll have some more in November. And I said, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure how many people were really listening. And he said, "Well, I'm listening." So I thought, well, okay, let's do one and, don't really have to wait for those interviews. Perhaps I can, add an episode here of something that might be of interest. We'll see. So let me tell you what I'm planning to do. I want to update you just in the past, I don't know, a couple of weeks or so. It seems like I've had several people that have, in my conversations, came up to me and said, "So tell me again exactly what you're doing." In other words, exactly what is this business that you're doing? And for those of you who don't know, I launched a new business called Discover Blind Spots. It officially launched probably around the middle to the end of July. But no matter how clear you try to make it, and my website is fairly clear, that you always run into people, and that's normal. That say, "So tell me again." Maybe they're not on the radar, or maybe they're watching from a distance. Maybe they've seen some posts on Facebook and so forth, and they get little glimpses of information, and they're trying to put those pieces of the puzzle together. So the end result, the end of the story, I'll start with the end in mind. The end of the story is this new company called Discover Blind Spots, and it really comes out of a passion that I have for helping businesses in the marketplace and nonprofits, churches, so forth, organizations, maybe you would say, helping them uncover blind spots in their organizations, helping leaders uncover blind spots in their organization. And so how do I do that? It really focuses on three simple areas. One is helping them with strategy, because usually what happens is when you start a company and it's simple, and you know, it starts up, strategy is very simple and very laser focused. In fact, that's how you get a company off the ground, with a very, very focused strategy. But once it grows, things get complicated. You add employees, you add sales, you add all kinds of different things, and there's complexities that just happen over time, and your strategy becomes kind of fuzzy. It's not as clear as it once was. So helping organizations clarify their strategy. And when the strategy is kind of fuzzy, the next thing that happens is the messaging becomes unclear. The messaging gets fuzzy. What you communicate to your customers or to your followers, it starts to become unclear. And so helping organizations, that's part of my goal, is to help organizations clarify their messaging, whether that's the spoken word, the written word, their website, things that you communicate electronically, helping them do that. And I actually do that through a tool that I'll talk about later, perhaps in this talk, but through the philosophy of StoryBrand, and I've become an official StoryBrand guide, which helping people through this strategy of clarifying your message through this book that Donald Miller wrote called Building or Developing a StoryBrand, making sure that your organization can tell its story. Its brand is the story that it tells. And then the last thing, you know, if your strategy is confusing, your messaging is unclear, then the third thing that happens is if you have a team of people, they can have a tendency to be frustrated, rightfully so, right? I mean, if they're not sure about the strategy of the organization, and if all of a sudden everybody's saying different things, and so there's not clarity in messaging, then obviously you're going to be frustrated. And so my heart is to work with organizations through those three areas, one or all of those three areas, help them clarify their strategy, clear up their messaging, and then help to align their teams again. So that's really the end of the chapter up to this point. So how did I get there? Well, the journey started probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I was executive pastor of a church, fairly large church here in Burlington, North Carolina. And I was starting to feel some tugs inside of me, wondering what I was, maybe what God wanted me to do on the next phase of my journey. I've kind of looked at my life as in thirds, you know, kind of like the Moses thing, you know. So my first third was, you know, kind of through college and my early career. Second third was a little bit of my marketplace career. I spent 14 years, owned a textile company here in Burlington that was had some success. And then the third, which began, was part of this ministry of becoming the executive pastor of this church locally. But then I began to wonder if there was another chapter maybe to this third of my life. Wondered if maybe I was supposed to lead somewhere. Maybe I was supposed to lead a church somewhere. Really had been convicted by the idea of communicating more. Probably about 5 or 6, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, started, had the opportunity to communicate some, teach some. It was not something I asked to do. It was not something that I raised my hand to do. It was just something that God laid on my heart. And I began to do that and began to feel challenged by that. It was probably the hardest thing that I do, but the most rewarding thing. And so became really passionate about communicating a clear message. And have gotten to do that. And over the past, I don't know, 6, 7 years, I have, you know, given hundreds, really, probably, of talks of various size groups and topics and so forth. And so I've loved that. And I felt like maybe that was a gift that God had given me, maybe a blind spot gift that God had given me. And it just took a while for it to, you know, to come to the surface and for somebody to affirm that. And just wanted maybe a chance to do that more, and felt like maybe to do that I needed to find a place, you know, maybe lead a church or somewhere where I could do that every weekend. And so I began to sort of think about that, pray about that, wonder you know, kind of where God was going with that. And so I prayed a prayer that has been very it's a prayer that's worked for me for the past probably 2 or 3 years. And that is, I've just sort of said, hey, God, you know, if there's a door that I'm supposed to walk through, you open it, I'll have the courage to walk through it. But I'm not going to, at my stage in my life, I'm not going to try to pry open a door that you would prefer it to be closed. In other words, I just, you know, I'm not going to force a door open. I've had the good fortune of developing some leadership gifts, and really not so much from all the good things I do, but I've learned from some of the mistakes I've made, and I've learned I can pry open a door if I need to. I've learned how to do that, but I just, you know, that never ends. Ends up going down the right path, so to speak. So I just said, hey, if the door's supposed to be open, you open it, and I'll have the courage to walk through it. But if the door's closed and I try to open it and it's closed, it's pretty much locked, and then I won't try to pull the crowbar out and, you know, try to pry it open and go somewhere that I don't need to go. And so that led to about, I guess now it's almost been getting close to 2 years, maybe a year and a half to 2 years. The idea of communicating, maybe not verbally, but communicating, you know, the spoken word, but communicating by writing, that idea kind of popped in my mind, really from nowhere. And this idea of a book kind of came to the forefront of my mind. This theme of blind spots came to the forefront of my mind. And I remember talking to my good friend, Phil Anderson, who's a co-author of this book that we're writing together. One day I was talking to him about writing, and so I walked out of his office and really didn't think much about it after that point. And the next morning I got up, got on my trainer. I ride a bike a lot. Many of you may know that, but I ride a bike, and I got on my trainer about 6:30 in the morning, and I was starting to do my workout, and like 5 minutes into my warm-up, some ideas came to me, illustrations, ideas. So I stopped and put them in my phone, and a couple minutes later, another one, I stopped, put it in my phone, you know, just trying, want to make sure I remember. I sent myself an email. That's basically what I was doing at the time. You know, I'd send myself an email and send another email. So I knew that I was getting just flooded with these ideas, and that's really where the blind spot theme originated. And the next, that morning, I headed to the office, and I walked into Phil's office, Phil Anderson's office. And I said, I saw him in there, and his door was open. And I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Hey, you know, come in here." He said, "Man, I was thinking about you this morning." And I said, "You were?" And he said, "Yeah, I was saying a few prayers for you." And I said, "About what?" And he said, "About this conversation we had yesterday about writing a book." And I asked him, I said, what time was this? And he said, "I don't know, it was around 6:30 or so." And I laughed and said to him, "You know, you got to stop thinking about me, stop praying about for me, because I can't get my workout in." And I showed him my phone, and I had 16 emails to myself of these one-line ideas. So I kind of looked at that maybe was a door, you know, and so I thought, well, let's walk through that. Let's just sort of see where that leads. And so Phil introduced us to a publisher that he knew in Greensboro, local publisher. And so we pitched the idea to them, and they liked it. That was another door, kind of walked through. We spent probably the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 months writing some of the, you know, of the book, and you know, wrote the introduction, outlined the chapters, you know, do all that deal, filled out the application, you know, kind of the proposal, I guess, for the book. You know, we went through the full process, and in September, I guess it was, of last year of 2000, this is 2018, so it's September of 2017, we got a contract. And they said, "We want to publish this idea, this book." So it just kind of kept walking through those doors. About 3 or 4 months after that, so this would be like early 2018, I began to start to see this idea of blind spots, probably in the idea of writing it when I was in the, we were in the middle of researching and writing at this point. And I remember walking into Phil's office, and I said, "Phil, I think this is more than just a book." And I said, I think this is bigger than just one book on blind spots. In fact, everywhere we turn, Phil and I had this conversation, we would just bump into illustrations of blind spots. And it wasn't just in personal life. I mean, this particular book is a little bit about, you know, our blind spots, you know, in our life, in our faith, and so forth. But we began to talk about their blind spots in our leadership, their blind spots in our marriages. There's blind spots in our parenting. There's blind spots for kids, you know, for teenagers. They're trying to navigate life. It's all over the place. And then that progression led me to start to think, well, wait a minute, you know what? There's blind spots in businesses. You know, there's blind spots in strategy. You know, as I was talking earlier, there's blind spots in messaging. There's blind spots within teams. And so everywhere we turned around, we just kept bumping into this. And about that time, I guess it was about February and March of this year of 2018, a friend of mine introduced me. I was with him one day. We were in a car ride. We were doing the catch up thing, you know, kind of like, you know, what you've been doing, how's your business, what have I been doing, all that kind of thing. And I was still serving as executive pastor at this church. And so he said to me, I've rebranded my business. I said, really? And he said, yeah, I'm using this concept called Story Brand, and it's through a book that Donald Miller wrote, Building a Story Brand. And I knew Donald Miller, but I hadn't followed him in the past several years. And so that was intriguing to me. The concept was intriguing to me. So I bought the book, and I started listening to his podcast. Developing the Story Brand podcast, I would encourage you to listen to that. And I went back to the very beginning of the podcast. You know, I kind of sorted everything from oldest to new, and I started listening to the first 8 or 9 episodes, and I realized that all the top leadership gurus in the country were on this podcast and were following these principles. And it's really just about simplifying your messaging as an organization, just, you know, clarifying your message, making sure it's very simple, and it's a framework to walk you through that. It's what I do now, walk customers through how to do that. And I remember when I read the book and I listened to the podcast, I said, wow, this is what I believed deep down inside. This is what I believed for a long time, but he has now put a framework and words and strategy around how to do this. And I loved it. Shortly after that, I was receiving some emails, and I got an email that said, hey, you ever thought about being a Story Brand guide? I didn't even know what that was. So I responded and said, well, yeah, I mean, I might like to do that, but I really don't know what it is. And that led to this idea that, you know, Donald Miller's organization has hired, they basically have guides that they certify that if a customer goes through a workshop to understand this Story Brand, clarifying your message strategy, and they want to implement it, then, you know, companies were going back to Donald Miller and saying, can we hire you to come help us do that? And he said, we don't do that, but we have guides that we have trained and certified, and you can hire them to go and do that. So all this was stirring inside of me, and I thought, wait a minute, is this something that kind of the next plan that God has for me? And I remember talking about it with Stacy, my wife, and I remember the day that it was almost like a switch flip for me, because I remember I was, at first, when I began to dream about this, I had this fear inside, thinking, I don't know, my age, you know, do I want to do that? I mean, that's a big risk. I don't know if that's really what I'm supposed to do. I mean, really taking a chance. I mean, do I want to start all of that, try to figure all this out? Now, at this part of my life, I mean, if I was, you know, 30, yeah, but I mean, again, really? I mean, I'd started a business before. It's hard. And I moved from being afraid to do it to one day I looked at my wife, Stacy, and I said, I don't think I can go to my grave and not at least try this. So I moved from being afraid to do it to being afraid not to do it. And that was the moment for me that sort of the light switch flipped on, and I began to put a plan in motion. And I began to think about what would this business look like. I went to Nashville, became trained as a store brand guide. I also decided that I wanted to try to develop a speaking business, you know, back to my original comments about wanting to communicate more. And so I quickly entered a program, once again, out of Nashville, Tennessee, to help you develop a speaking platform to be able to do that. And I'm in the beginning stages of trying to do that. If you go to my website, you'll see a speaking page. And so, yeah, so that's really, you know, kind of what this all led to. In fact, the gentleman who did my, life plan, he, and some of my social media posts, he posted something and said, "Glad this is going well." And I said to him, this all started in his living room back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And what's on that sheet of paper? I mean, we've got, you know, this just rolls and rolls of paper of this plan that Stacy and I both went through it. She was with me when I went through it, and we spent 2 full days, hard, very intense days, mapping this out. And I told him, I said, you know, the details are not the same, but the plan was pretty spot on about really what I felt like God was maybe inspiring me to do. I just didn't see all the details and all the particulars of that. So that led to, as I said, this dream of maybe combining what I learned in the marketplace. You know, I spent 14 years in this textile company that I started, that we had some great success, and then we had some, you know, some failures along the way as well. But gosh, I learned. I always tell people that was a little bit of my MBA in a way, because I had to roll up my sleeves and kind of learn how to do that and go to school to do that. I'd actually, earlier in my career, prior to that, my father and I had a small business together, textile business. He had was in the textile industry pretty much all his life. He decided to start this business manufacturing these decorative throws, sort of a kind of a throw blanket type thing, and that you throw over a couch and so forth. And he decided to do that as a hobby, and I decided to work with him to get some experience. And so I entered the orders on Monday. We manufactured everything on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and shipped it out, and then I invoiced it on Friday. I traveled the country to find sales reps. I went to trade shows. I mean, I did all. I say, really, that was probably the MBA. We spent 3.5 years together. He developed cancer, passed away. Probably one of the highlights of my life is those 3.5 years of he and I working shoulder to shoulder and just learning from his wisdom, and encouragement, and just his business savvy. Just so grateful, which gave me the confidence to start this business that I started a few years after that. And loved doing that. Loved my time in ministry. Loved a chance to do that. That's really where the speaking side and the teaching and being able to lead in a different environment. So my leadership gifts grew a little bit more. And so put those together, and that's where I am today. So I'm currently, I've got a chance. I'm working with just a wide variety of customers that I've had a chance to work with so far. I'm working with some marketplace companies. I'm working, I worked with some nonprofits. I'm working with a church. And I love that. And I love being able to combine my time in both of those areas to just try to help. Just really not to share, you know, some great knowledge that I have or anything, but to be in the story brand process. The whole philosophy behind that is that you are a guide. You know, you're not the hero, you're a guide. You're guiding people. And I think that's one reason I resonated with it so much is because I love to help people. And so, in essence, that's what I get to do today. So this podcast, for example, is another example of that. I wanted a chance to just share some free content. If you go to the website, you can subscribe to the resource tab, and you can, every time I put something new out there, I've got blog posts and podcasts and videos. It's all free. I wouldn't hassle you if you signed up. You just get a little notice that says, hey, there's something new out there. And it's just with the heart, with the heart of wanting to help. And so that's been my prayer. My prayer now as I move forward is that as I give proposals to companies and begin to work with companies and organizations and nonprofits and churches, you know, all types of organizations, is that God opens the doors that I'm supposed to walk through, and He keeps closed the doors that that perhaps I'm not supposed to work with. You know, in my day, in my time, I've worked with a lot of coaches, consultants, and one thing I always said, I never really dreamed that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. And by the way, I love it. I really do. I thank God every day for the opportunity to do what I love. I love my other stuff. So this is no knock on that. But I love what I get to do today. But in my history, I've dealt with a lot of different, you know, consultants who come in, and basically they're helping you, and you're paying them for their time. And one thing that I always know, not with all of them, but with a lot of them, I always noticed that, you know, when they were trying to get your business, they were full on. They were fully intentional. They responded immediately. It was almost like you were their only customer. But once you started going down that road, and once they had your business, you became less and less important. You saw that emails were returned, on a slower and slower pace. Phone calls were returned took longer and longer to get responses. You felt like when you were talking sometimes to them that they were watching their watch, you know, they were kind of, you know, gauging it. And if you asked for something, it was like you could hear the dollar signs kind of ding, 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 you know, up. We got to add that to a fee. You know, we got to charge a little bit more for a fee, you know, kind of thing. And it just irritated the snot out of me. And when I started this business, I hope that never happens. I realize why it happens, because when you're selling your services, it's not like you can chop yourself up and, you know, 1,000 different pieces and duplicate yourself. You have to figure out how to do that. But my prayer has been that God would control the rhythm of this business and would allow me to not have, you know, dozens and dozens and hundreds of customers that I feel pulled in 1,000 different directions, but that the rhythm would be such that I can have a handful of customers that I can go really deep with, that I can be fully present with. I heard a podcast, actually, it was a StoryBrand podcast, but Bob Goff, G-O-F-F, I don't know if you've read any of his stuff or listened to him, but I just encourage you to do that. In fact, go to the StoryBrand podcast, listen to the interview that Donald Miller did with Bob Goff. In the whole interview, he talks about being present with people. Just be present. You know, just don't look at your watch. Don't act like you're in a hurry. Don't rush people. Just be present. In other words, take your schedule, your calendar, and don't cram it so full where your margins are, you're in the red zone and you just don't have time. Have some fudge time in there, that if a meeting goes over, it's okay, because you're being present with people. And you know what? That's my goal. That's what I want to do. I just want to do that. My co-author, Phil Anderson, he does that so well. I can't tell you the number of times I've walked into his office and I know he's busy, but it's as if there's nothing on his plate, and he spins that chair around and sits down and he gives me his undivided attention. And I just tell you, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. That's what I believe. You know, if you're a Christ follower, and even if you're not a Christ follower, but that's what I believe. If you look at the life of Jesus, if you just read about his life, whether you believe or not, if you just read about his life, I believe you will see one of his character traits is that he was present. He was intentional about being present with people. And so that's really what this comes down to. That's the goal of this particular, the strategy of this company called Discover Blind Spots, is that I'm hoping that I'll have a chance to develop some relationships and be intentional with people and not have to, you know, watch, you know, for a dollar sign to ring, 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 and watch for, you know, wait a minute, I was only supposed to give you an hour and you've gotten 2 hours now. So I've got, you know, none of that. In fact, I had a customer the other day that said, hey, thanks for not letting this be about money. And every time we turn around, it's more money. And that was probably the biggest compliment they could have given me. I love this customer. I'm on my third project with them, and I love working with them. And I would give them, you know, 10 more things if I could, you know, for free, just because I want to be able to be present with them. So I guess that's enough. That's 30 minutes. That's a whole lot longer than I thought I would talk. So I guess that's enough for today, but that's my story, and that's really, you know, kind of maybe trying to answer that question. So tell me what you're doing, you know. So my one-liner is that most companies struggle, most leaders struggle to uncover these blind spots in their organization, and they struggle because they're too busy. They got too much on their plate. They feel underqualified or maybe understaffed to dig up something they can't see. Blind spot. You want me to go? I mean, I got enough things I'm dealing with that I can see to have to dig up stuff that I can't see. And so what I want to do, my heart is to help those leaders by looking at their strategy and looking at their messaging and looking at their teams, to help them clarify those three areas. So, you know what, they can just kind of go on and lead the way that they want to lead without having to, they can lead with confidence without having to lead with fear of the unknown. That's a little bit more in a one-liner, but that's a short, maybe an elevator pitch if we had a big tall building to go up. But you get the idea. So, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for doing that. I don't know how many people are listening. You know what I'd love for you to do? If you got to the end of this, I'd love for you to put a review on iTunes. You know, I've done a lot of research, and it seems like that if you post a review or you subscribe to iTunes, it kind of moves you up. And this is not about, you know, it's not about making a score or a grade or, you know, looking good. It's just the exposure. It moves you up so that you become more exposed to others to be able to see this podcast. So if you happen to got this far in listening and you got a minute, just go to iTunes, search for, maybe you're listening on iTunes, I don't know, but it's the Discover Blind Spots podcast. You just Discover Blind Spots podcast. Just choose to maybe add, subscribe to it, and then add a review, hopefully a kind one, and we'll see what happens. Another way that you can do it is you can go to my website. I always love, there's several ways to opt in on the website. There's a there's an article I've written about blind spots on the main page. You can you know, choose to download that. There's a resources tab, which I mentioned to you earlier. It has videos and this podcast and also has some blog posts. You can opt in there. You can just enter your name and information. There's also a book page. If you opt in there, we'll give you some updates on when the book's coming out. Actually, we're going to be looking for a launch team. If you have some, it's not going to take much of your time, but basically, you know, we might give you the book early or parts of the book early or something. If you would help us, Phil and I, spread the word. So you can do it in multiple ways, and you may say, well, that's confusing. You know, Timmy, I thought you were talking about clarity. No, it's really to allow you to opt in where you want. You know, in other words, I don't want to bombard you with marketplace stuff if you're just interested in the book. I don't want to bombard you with book stuff if you're just interested in some of the resource videos and stuff like that. So you get to choose whatever you want. And if all of a sudden the stuff I'm sending you doesn't resonate, you can unsubscribe or just delete the email. But I promise you, I'm not going to, you know, send you a ton of emails where I'm just going to overload your inbox. Well, I guess that's it. So have a great day. Thanks for listening, and thanks for allowing me to tell my story.